A study into the variations in healthcare around Australia showed the difference. Well, there is a 75-fold difference, would you believe, in the prescribing of medication such as Ritalin for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Well, now the first ever comprehensive review of the risks versus benefits of Ritalin-like drugs has been published, and it may explain why there's such an extraordinarily large variation. Norman Swan from RN Health Report is here with us to tell us more. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, James.
Remind us, ADHD, what problems does a child present with?
A child, an adolescent, sometimes adults. So we're talking about classically lack of impulse control. You want to do something, you just go and do it. There's no sort of hold back. You go off and do it. You blurt a lot. Kids with true ADHD find it very difficult to stay silent at the back of the class, drive the teacher nuts. They fidget a lot. They find a lot of movement. This is boys. Girls with ADHD tend to be a bit quieter. They find difficulty in completing tasks and in attentiveness. There are sometimes behavioural problems. That's not part of ADHD, but they often go along with ADHD. It's not a very clean diagnosis.
Certainly diagnostic not, category. Because a lot of people will say that sounds like kids.
That's right. And that's the problem with diagnosis, because it's what's called a spectrum disorder, where there's no line in the sand where one kid has got ADHD, where your normal, abnormal, line up 100 kids, and they'll vary according to all those symptoms. And really, it's where the symptoms start. When you start labeling a child with ADHD is where the symptoms start to interrupt a child's life, their ability to get education, and so on. And you can get, and this is the problem with scales, is that you can find a child who might have quite severe symptoms but is coping okay because, you know, good family support, teachers are managing to cope, all sorts of things are happening, whereas a child in a different environment might find it with a lower level of symptoms, doesn't have the structure around them necessarily at school or at home to be able to cope, and they're finding it harder. And this makes the whole thing a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, so does the kid who copes well with bad ADHD not get drugs, and the kids who doesn't cope well with very mild ADHD does get drugs?
It tends not to be very bad or very mild. It's sort of it's around the middle where you get a lot of the variation. If you've got really severe ADHD, you tend to need treatment of some kind. So it's not just drugs. There's a behavioral treatment as well, and drugs are where people kind of often revert to. And when you see a 75-fold variation in treatment around the country, you know there's a problem with diagnosis and there's a problem with prescribing and there's probably a problem with the drug. And that's where this review comes in.
So do you know where it's 75 times higher than the other place?
Well, it used to be West Australia was an epicenter, Western Australia. In the figures, West Australia seems to have come back into the middle. New South Wales is an issue, particularly Central Coast, Newcastle area and north. It seems to be a problem. Parts of Queensland.
For high prescriptions.
For high prescriptions and Queensland as well, from memory.
But you could just as easily argue that the low prescription areas of other areas is a problem because there's kids who need treatment but aren't getting it.
Absolutely valid, except that there's not much evidence that when you really are tough about the diagnosis of ADHD, it should be any more than 3% of the population. So if you're getting really high rates, you've got to ask what's going on.
And there are places where it's more than 3% of kids are on Ritalin.
They would have to be, given the rates of prescribing.
Yeah. 75.
I mean, when I did a Four Corners on this a few years ago, we found classrooms in some parts of the country where most of the kids in the class were on Ritalin.
And Ritalin is a form of amphetamine, which is a stimulant. So how does that calm kids down?
It works paradoxically in children with ADHD, and it actually acts as a calming agent. And there are two side effects of Ritalin. One is lethargy and sleepiness, and the other is lack of appetite. So it doesn't work by hyping them up.
Because of the small dose?
No, it's just the way it works on the brain. It does not work as a stimulant.
Okay.
So even though it's called a stimulant.
Interesting. Norman Swan, the full details on the health report.
Yeah, well, just very briefly before we go, the review itself showed that the effects, the very poor quality studies, a lot of them were sponsored by drug companies which showed a positive bias, and very modest effects of Ritalin with a lot of side effects. So there are serious issues here to be addressed.
Well, what should paediatricians, parents and teachers do with this now?
Well, I think be sceptical. I mean, if a child needs medication and you're getting clear benefit, that's fine, and everybody's without too many side effects. But be sceptical, and if you're not seeing a lot of effects, then you could always have a holiday. I'm not giving advice to people, but a holiday off Ritalin just to see whether it actually is making making a difference, because in some kids the difference may be quite marginal.
Under supervision, of course.
Of course. Speak to your paediatrician.
No, I meant the supervision of the health report, 5:30 this afternoon.
Absolutely. This is your golden rule book for your healthcare.
7 to 9, RN Breakfast.